GM, GM friends, you are now listening to the Degen Aussie Apes, bringing you another weekly sesh on all things crypto and NFTs. Let's go. It's the money. GM, GM, Wasi, how you going, bro?
Shaheen, my man. Wonderful Wednesday morning again.
Yeah, another nice, productive Wednesday morning. I mean, it's been a bit of a meme season at the moment, so we haven't really left the computers as of much over the last few days, 5, 6, 7 days, maybe even longer. I mean, it's been pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah, it must be the year of the frog.
Man, year of the frog for everyone listening. I mean, we've had Pepe or Pepe or whatever you call it, token drop. Blew my mind, dropped obviously in the consortium key when that open alert came at about $4,000 market cap. I mean, I could have sworn at a stage I'd seen it over 140, 150 million. We faded it, I think, at a million, caught some bags up. But yeah, it was remarkable. Turned a few millionaires, that one.
100%. I think I saw a 52,000x win on that and an 80,000x win on that
It's unbelievable for everyone listening. I mean, you know, Pepe token drops, some guys got in $60 bags, then it turned into over a million. Plenty of liquidity in there to take your money out. I mean, brought a lot of the NFT people across into memes. I'm seeing a lot of groups in Twitter. It's all they're talking about, memes, memes, memes. And guys, this is one of the reasons why we do what we do.
And so, why we started a Discord server, you and I.
Yes. So that was exciting this week, starting a Discord server, which brings us to the topic of today. Just a refresher and to talk about Discord and, you know, how important it is. What is it? I mean, Wasi, give us a breakdown on Discord.
Yeah, we've had a few sessions on this, but it's put simply, it's just a chat and voice communication platform. It came out in 2015. So it's a place for people, friends, communities to come and actually exchange data and knowledge in a hub. Be one of 35 people talking about a topic or looking at charts or playing a game, whatever it is, whatever community you're in, discussing art. And the beautiful thing about it is you can post knowledge. You find a cool YouTube piece of content, you put it in, you can have bots set up. So it really becomes your one-stop shop. And that's in the meme context we were talking about earlier, Shaheen. That's why you created this server, because we had maybe 12 places we needed to go while we're hunting and monitoring, but now it's all in the one place.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I never knew what Discord was until I came into Web3. It's predominantly a gaming instant messaging app where you can unlock things, you can have all your communities, all your channels. It's like that full hub. But like you said, we've got bots interacting there, we can connect wallets, and it's become the premier place of Web3 when you join an NFT or some of these, you know, alpha clubs. It can be token gated that you get in there and you can access the channels in the Discord. Similar, guys, to how we use the consortium key is obviously my most favorite NFT. The bots that it provides, the information that it provides, it takes all this information you're looking for into one place. And it wasn't about replicating anything like that. It's about right now we have a crew that trade memes. We share a lot of information together and it was centralizing all that information. It was potentially growing that to have other friends join in, having things that can't be seen, having updated tweets. So it all was sort of born when we were sitting down and we wanted to have just an online session. Guys, to give you an idea, you know, we could jump on certain platforms to hunt coins. I'll give you one now, like for example, DexScreener. But everyone has their own sort of style. Having a chance to sit down, having Wasi, for example, take control of his screen, show us his style, throw some information around. That's sort of how the idea of our server was born. Was we needed to sit down, we needed to view someone's screen, and Discord seemed, because we had so much experience with it, seemed like the right place to do that. And it really was. From there on in, within a night, we had built out a server comprised of multiple channels. Guys, we've got ChatGPT bot running in there, we've got music bots running in there, we've got all these different things, so you can just sit there, chillax, start uploading some information. There's a general chat. You can look at all the documents that we've built ourselves and put up there. I mean, obviously, this is a private server. It's not open to the public, but there's no reason why anyone else can't start their own servers.
I want this to be our practice ground before I start jamming on sessions at US with some of the heavy hitters in, you know, Consortium Key. That's the whole point. Can't wait to go back to Consortium Key with our localized Aussie knowledge. And, you know, when we're online, you know, maybe some people would like to see how the Aussies are trading. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's no other market, guys, that will give you the gains that meme coins can give you. I mean, when we look at it from an NFT perspective to a meme coin perspective, it's a lot riskier getting into NFTs. Right now, we're not looking at very much of a liquid market. Your price to entry is quite high, where if I took 0.2 that I was going to buy a NFT on, I could go into multiple coins. You know, let's say I can go into 8, 6, 7 coins at 0.02 entries. It gives me a lot more chances to get a big hit. And then I've always been about consolidate where you want to consolidate. If you're hunting that blue chip NFT, go for it. But for you to make a big gain, even off a free mint, I mean, there's a lot of money in gas.
You need a lot of them as well.
And you need a lot of them. Mm-hmm. You know, so memes were the right way to play. There's a lot of different alpha groups, from Consortium Key to Alpha Wolf DAOs to some that we just found out the other day we didn't even know existed. But it's then utilizing tools, utilizing DEX tools, utilizing things like DEX Screener, utilizing all these different things, because I still speak to people now at the moment and they've just never heard of Discord.
Mm. Because what's the alternative? I mean, before you stood up the server, we had to use WhatsApp, pick up the phone and call old school. Hey, I'll come to round to your house
Google so Drives.
We can hunt memes together. But through Discord, you just screen share and we can be anywhere in the world or anywhere in Australia and the crew can get together and progress the common goals and our understanding and, you know, what we have passion for in this niche, which is meme coins. We love meme coins.
Yeah, I mean, it's where I play. It's where we all play. I don't really have much time for anything else, in the reason being that what's a 5X? If I was in Ripple or in any of these other coins and I 5X my money, well, if I turned $1,000 into $5,000, yeah, it's fantastic.
After, I don't know, 24 months.
Who knows? I'd much rather be doing that inside the meme world, having more chances, because I've personally seen what meme coins can do. So have you, Wasi. But it's an ongoing process. It's, you know, learning things. Learn your Discords. Know how to work your Discord right. Because if you don't know how to work it right, one suspicious bad link that accidentally makes its way through could drain your whole wallet. It's a huge risk when we come to NFTs, is suspicious links. We don't have that in memes. We don't have these suspicious links. You get scammed in other ways, but you can actually start to learn those and work around those. And that's why we see the meta changing and all these things change over time, because we learn all these scams. We learn how to work around the scams. Well, guess what? It gets flipped on its head. Something new comes along. The whole point of building the server was so we, as the Degen Aussie Apes, could keep accurate information. It's very easy to find a video on YouTube, then take that link, paste it straight into your Discord server, or have a bot that follows that person or that content creator, that as soon as they load, it's automatically uploaded into your Discord, and then it's sending you a pinned message across, giving you a notification that, hey, this guy's just dropped an updated video. It's amazing.
It is. And now the channels, as we get deeper into the design of the server, the channels are very important, because at any point in time, whatever it is you're learning, having a channel for that. So for example, how to read Etherscan, useful information in that channel, macro news, all that sort of stuff. And then over time, all this is, you're putting in the reps of always checking in on the news in one place. You'll get a lot more done that day. You know what I mean? So I'm looking at it as such a productivity gain using Discord, a tool that's readily available.
And for everything, it doesn't have to be gaming. It doesn't have to be Web3. It could be your Web2 business. It could be for staffing. It could be for all these different things. It's a hub that you can access on your phone. It's one thing I love. All these bots, you know, when we're trading meme coins, guys, we're using Discord bots. These bots have been created by the Consortium Key. It gets me into coins so quickly that I will never, ever consider using Uniswap again. Mm-hmm. There is just absolutely no point. I can be anywhere. I could be on a train. I could be on a boat. I could be anywhere. As long as I've got Wi-Fi, I'm trading.
Which is talking about the accessibility of Discord, you know? So how easy is it to use? There's a lot of YouTube channels on how to create a server, how to, you know, design it and things like that. But above all, what's really impressive about it is it's accessible like any other app on your phone.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a thumbs up from Discord for me. I mean, I'm going to keep building out the server. Mossy's doing a lot of work in the server because we just want to, it's sharpening the tools, it's sharpening the knives. There is no point coming into a bull run and you are not prepared. You have to be able to search coins, make decisions within a few minutes, and there will be a lot of volume, there will be a lot of rugs, there will be a lot of tears, a lot of happiness. Every single emotion will be experienced during these massive bull runs, but the ones that become millionaires, multimillionaires, create intergenerational wealth are the ones who are now putting in the reps and understanding how my Discord works. Where do I stand in the investment world of Web3? What's my niche? Where do I like to play? And then really diving in. I would honestly say if you were to spend time in crypto, it is in the meme category, but it takes a lot of reps. I mean, we've been at this for years now and we're still just cracking the tip of the iceberg.
And our relationship with Discord changed as well. You know, if we go back to this time last year, we most of the time I was in Discord, I was grinding to get a whitelist, or I'm grinding, or I'm, you know, jamming with the community and things like that. The relationship's changed now. Like I look at Discord as a place to learn. You are now part of a tribe that's like-minded, and that actually excites me.
Well, that's the thing, and I'm really glad you touched on it, is the community. Guys, when you're in your community, you know, whether it's an NFT community or whether it's, you know, a meme coin or something like Real Vision by Rao Powell, you can have so many people there talking about the same thing, the same issues that you're facing, solutions to those issues. So all of a sudden you're not just one brain anymore. Could potentially be thousands of brains working to the same objective.
And it's also like a service, because you can raise a ticket. In Discord, for bigger communities where they have a lot of questions and things like that, it's very simple for you to actually go in and say, oh, look, I missed the conversation. Search is actually quite easy as well. But let's say you want a personal touch, or you want to talk to the founder or the team, you can just raise a ticket. And I love that. And pro tip, if some of the communities you're in, you know, you log a ticket and it's days before someone gets back to you, you know, I'd say, hey, reassess. Like Consortium Key is so awesome, man. I even, you know, I was lucky enough to get the Bogart pick up one of my tickets, and we had a really good chat. You know, I learned a lot from just that opening a ticket. But again, how did I do that? It was through Discord. So it's really very powerful resource. And if you've got a group of people interested in something, whatever it is, you know, go to YouTube and check out Discord and create your own online presence. There could be some online abuse like any other platform. I just wanted to put that one out there. Harmful material. Be careful what communities you join.
Yeah, I think that's really important. It's just community. If you're not vibing with it, if it's too toxic, just change. Get out. The NFT is not worth it. The community is not worth it, because, you know, when it comes to NFTs, community can always save that NFT. So you need a really, really strong community. I don't want to vibe in those places. I don't want to play in those places if it's too toxic. And I'm not, you know, this is bringing knowledge for me. This is something that I've invested money into, you know, my groups and stuff. So I want to ensure that I get that value out. So pros and cons, guys, but you cannot navigate the Web3 space without Discord.
It's not a well-kept secret anymore. I mean, I'm looking at charts here for monthly active users and daily active users, and the numbers are, you know, the word is spreading. We're in 2023. There's 196 million people using it every month, 26 million people using it day in, day out.
Yeah, I think it ticks all the boxes. All I'm going to say is when Discord token and Discord airdrop.
Love it.
Guys, do your research with Discord. Start learning it. You know, if you've got a group of friends and you're sharing information and you're working together as a team, start up your own server, start playing around, and I guarantee you, you'll see probably the best thing for your Web3 journey.